Hello, welcome to People in Profit. I'm Kate Moody. It's been 1 year since Argentina elected the libertarian Javier Milei as president, embracing his promise of shock therapy to boost the struggling economy. Self-styled anarcho-capitalist has pushed through a series of changes to tackle government spending, including dismantling price controls, devaluing the peso, and slashing subsidies for transport, fuel, and energy. Now, those changes have led to a budget surplus, the first in 15 years, and while the economy remains mired in recession, the government forecasts strong GDP growth next year. Inflation, a constant problem for Argentina in recent decades, peaked at nearly 300% earlier this year, dropping to 193% in October compared to a year earlier. It is still among the highest rates in the world. The number of Argentinians living below the poverty line of around $950 per month has soared, up from 42% in the last 6 months of 2023 to nearly 53% in the first half of this year. Some 18% live in extreme poverty. We're joined now by Juan Ignacio Carranza from Aurora Macro Strategies in Buenos Aires. Thank you for joining us on the show today. Tell us, has President Milei done what he promised during his first year in office?
It's a pleasure being here. So let's go back to 2023 in the presidential election. Milei was famous because he said that there was no money and that he would bring up the chainsaw. So what we have seen during his first year in office is that he promised to perform a fiscal adjustment, reduce inflation and deregulating the economy. As for the fiscal adjustment, he has done it. He has reduced aggressively spending cuts. Transfers to provinces, reducing economic subsidies, and pensions have been the main sectors where the chainsaw has been used. Yet, he hasn't cut taxes. In fact, on the contrary, he has increased them, mainly in terms of income taxes, and that has allowed him to have a fiscal surplus, which has been really important for his program. About reducing inflation, another promise of his has been really important, and we have had a drastic reduction of inflation. And the third point about using the chainsaw involved deregulating the economy, and he has done so. A good example of this is how he has eliminated rent controls, and that has made a positive impact for the economy. And we're seeing again day by day how regulations are being eliminated.
Now, economic indicators don't always tell the full story of how people are faring. First of all, is Argentina's economy performing better or worse? And how are Argentinian workers and families faring under Milei?
The trade-off of this aggressive fiscal adjustment has been the deepening of the inherent recession. GDP for the first half of 2024 shows that a reduction of 3.4%. And the poverty has increased from 40% to 52%. The big question now is if Argentina has touched the floor of this recession and the rebound is happening. We're seeing some sectors such as mining, energy, and the agriculture sector performing really well. And we're seeing salaries recovering in terms of inflation, performing better than inflation and recovering. So eventually, the credit sector also is increasing. So the last step would see if consumers are feeling the positive outcome that we're starting to see in their pockets. So far, to an economy that has been mostly really used to the role of the state, it's hard to see an aggressive recovery in terms of what the market, what the private sector can do.
And certainly we don't see those kinds of changes overnight. Now, inflation has been in double digits for decades. Is there any solution, do you think, to Argentina's inflation problem? And does President Milei have that solution?
In December 23, we had a monthly inflation of 25%. October has shown that it has gone down. And now monthly inflation with 2.7%. That means that inflation is going down. And this has been done by this brutal, aggressive fiscal adjustment. And we're starting to see some changes in the behavior of the main economic sectors of Argentina. The commercial sector is starting to get used to not to rise prices to protect themselves from further inflation. This will take time. I think all the it's a cultural change. It's behavioral economics. We'll see how it goes. But we're saying that this lowering inflation was his main goal. And so far, Milei is doing it. Of course, the trade-off is how is the economic activity doing?
Still very high figures indeed. Juan, stay with us a moment, if you will, while we turn to the region of La Rioja in the northwest of the country, where some two-thirds of registered workers are on the public payroll. Struggling to deal with Milei's drastic cost-cutting, the region has begun issuing its own currency. Emily Boyle reports.
This is not monopoly money. These colourful notes are chachos, a local currency which has emerged in the Argentinian province of La Rioja, in defiance to President Milei's drastic cuts to public spending.
I have to tell you again, there is no money. Plata.
These cuts, imposed last year by the libertarian government, plunged the region into a financial crisis where the poverty rate now stands at over 66%. The local government guarantees a one-to-one exchange rate with pesos, and chachos are now accepted for tax payments and utility bills. La Rioja's left-wing governor, Ricardo Quintela, assures his emergency scheme will increase his local community's purchasing power.
The nation owes more than $250 million to the province of La Rioja. We do not provide that money because we don't have it, but we don't allow the purchasing power of the worker's salary to decrease in the way it has diminished in other provinces.
But not everyone in the community is convinced. The controversial policy risks trapping local business owners in a lose-lose situation. Rejecting chachos means turning away customers trying to get by in a deep recession, but accepting them means filling their tills with money which is worthless to foreign suppliers. Some workers are also skeptical.
I don't think we as Riojanos deserve this. I don't think we deserve to earn chachos. We deserve to earn a decent wage as workers.
These types of measures are not new to Argentina. During the 2001 financial crisis, over a dozen provinces developed their local currency before President Kirchner redeemed the local notes for pesos. This time, though, President Milei has assured there would be no such bailout.
Juan Ignacio Carranza, thank you for staying with us. The release of this regional currency could be seen as anecdotal, but it does suggest that not everyone is on board with the program of the president.
Absolutely. And as I said previously, the fiscal adjustment that Milei done at the federal level, at the national level, was explained by how it cut some transfers to provinces. Milei wanted to share the cost, the political cost of this fiscal adjustment. That is one side of the picture. Also, we have to say that in the video you mentioned that this was somehow similar to the situation in 2000s, yet I don't think it's similar. I think that provinces have their fiscal accounts more or less in order. La Rioja has been an outlier, and I think that we'll see that this situation by La Rioja, where it is an economy based, mostly based in public work and in public expenditures, is not as representative of the reality of all the fiscal accounts of the provinces. However, I do think that provinces are feeling the impact of this recession, and it's going to be quite challenging for them to find a way, for the regional economies to find a way for a recovery.
Now, Argentina remains unable to borrow money on the international markets. Some $14 billion worth of debt repayments are going to be due next year. How is Milei dealing with that?
So I would say that the problem that Milei has is not it's not pesos. The fiscal accounts seem in order. The thing is the lack of dollars. And in terms of the maturities that are coming for 2025, I would say that the most challenging maturities come from January and July, which is sovereign debt payments. The other maturities include international organizations and even a swap with the Chinese Central Bank. I do believe that there's possibilities of rollover those maturities. And for the other maturities with the bondholders of Argentina, dollars have been assured for January. And for July, the perspectives of having those dollars looks plausible. Argentina is regaining access, looks promising to regaining access to financial markets. And eventually we're talking about the possibility of a new IMF program that would avoid pressure from the dollars that maturities that has with international organizations and can pave the way to accomplish those maturities. So as far as in the short term, I don't see any risk. We'll have to see what happens next, and that will depend on how Argentina is capable to regain access to financial markets to keep on financing its foreign debt.
Now, Milei has claimed that his ideology is similar to that of Donald Trump. He's already met with the U.S. president-elect since his victory earlier this month. What do you make of that relationship and what it means for Milei's place on the international stage?
For Milei, in the short term, Trump's victory are good news. He bet on Trump's victory, and it was successful. It's really useful for Milei in terms of internal support. He keeps on building momentum, and that is really useful for a weak government without political power, with no governors and weak at Congress. In international sphere, although we may find some differences in terms of the policy that these two presidents may apply, it's also useful in terms of a new right that can eventually move some agendas and shared agendas in the global sphere in terms of climate policies, in terms of their disagreements with the international order and multilateral organizations. However, I do think that the eventual policy of tariffs of Trump may impact Milei's necessities to regaining access to financial markets, as that would mean that attractiveness, it's no longer for emerging markets, but mostly for the dollar. So it's a mixed combination of things. And of course, what Milei will want in the short term is Trump's support for renegotiating an IMF agreement, the current IMF agreement of Argentina, and eventually get new funds that would allow him to accumulate reserves and recover the finance of this country.
Juan Ignacio Carranza, thank you so much for joining us today from Buenos Aires.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Well, that's all for now. Don't forget to look for People and Profit on the podcast platform of your choice, or as always, on the France 24 website. Until next time, thanks for watching.